ויאן דף קוף גימל עמד בייז, לישנה חינק. אמרי לו, אמר רב יהודה ברי ורבי חייה, לא ישנו אלא גמי. In Rav Yehuda Berei and Rav Chiyah, there's no difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. That Tafke Agemi is Mutter. Avol Tzilzul Kotten, Choytetz. Here again, Choytetz is Lav Tafke. Choytetz means will be Yitzah Begod. Rav Yechen and Omar, Lai Omu Chatzitze, Bepoches Misholish Al Sholish. Elo Bemokim Begodim. When is there a Chatzitze? That's Tafke, Bepoches Misholish, even though it doesn't have a Teres Beged, that's Bemokim Begodim. If it's underneath the Begodim, so then it's Chaitzit. Avo Shaloi Bemokim Begodim. Then Shalish Al Shalish, Chaitzit. Then Chaitzit doesn't mean Chaitzit, it means there's an Isra Bista Begodim. Bepoches Misholish, Ein Chaitzit, Vahainu Derovet. So the second Lashon holds that Rabbi Yechanan holds Mamash the Din of Rovet, not like the first Lashon. The first Lashon was that Rabbi Yechanan holds Shalei B'mokim B'godim, there's no Yitzah B'chlal of Yitzah B'godim. The second Lashon holds that there is a Yitzah of Yitzah B'godim, but it has to have a Teres Beg, it has to be Shalei Shal Shalish. Omar Rav Chizde Leime Pligi de Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Chiyah. Now, should I say that Rove is Chaylik and Rab Yehuda Bereid Rab Chiyah? Rab Yechanan is Zichah Chaylik, because the whole purpose of Rab Yechanan is to be Chaylik and Rab Yehuda Bereid Rab Chiyah, and to say, you said that Tzilzul Kotten is Osar Alt Yitzah Begodim. No, in order to have a shame Yitzah Begodim, has to have a Shir Beged. But what's with Rove? Rove also said a similar Lashon. Rabbi said, Shalei b'mokim godim, Shalei shal shalei shchaitzitzeis. So the Gemara says, no, Shani tiltzul kotten the choshev. It could be that since we don't have any raya that Rabbi is chaylik, and Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiyah, it could be he's not chaylik. Tiltzul kotten, since it has achshivis, so therefore it is not, it also has a din of yitzah begodim. Ule Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Ashmeinon Gemim. Why does the Mishnah tell us that a Kohen is shall Kohen Shaloke be'etzboi Kairach Olav Gemi b'Migdosh? And by Gemi, this Poshet is no din of Yitta Begodim. L'Shmeinon Tziltzul Kotten. Let him tell me the chiddush of tiltzul kotten. That a tiltzul kotten is also mutter. And a tiltzul kotten, so he's saying a chiddush lafuki from Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Chiyah. And Rav. So why did it say dafke gemi? After the Gemara, agavurche kamash malon de gemi masi. Wants to tell me that Gemi is Mas, that Gemi is Merab. Let us see Rashi. Tiltzul kot mechaitzitz mishem yitta begodim. Vahainu nami kilishne kame. There's no difference between this lotion and the first lotion. The whole difference between the first Lashon and this Lashon al b'milse de Rabbi Yochanan. V'hai dinokti lo b'milse de Rabbi Yehuda b'Lashon chatzitze. Why, if we're speaking about Yitzah Begodim, so why does the Lashon chatzitze mishem hach plukte de Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan differentiates b'mokim begodim, shalei b'mokim begodim. B'mokim begodim, there's a psul chatzitze tak, then there's a din chatzitze. But it means it passels, and shalei b'mokim begodim, the psul is taka al tzita begodim. Shalish al shalish chaitzitzais, mishum yito begodim. Leime pligi ha de rove ad Rav Yehuda berei de Rav Chiyah, de choshev tziltzul kotten yitter begodim. Because he says you need shalish al shalish, so he's chalek on Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, shiny tziltzel the choshev. This is a dove choshev, vikala meymar de moide barova. So it could be Rabbi's moide. Aber Rabbi Yechanan poligalei. Rabbi Yechanan zicha chalek, the halakoi, that his whole memory is going on Rabbi Yehuda bereide Rabbi Chiye. Upolik. Labiyachanin da omar tiltzel nami shori, lishminin tanda de masnisen tiltzel cotton, the loy chayitz, vechosh kengemi. So he's telling me a rebuse, that what? Let him tell me a rebuse and yitzel begodim. By gemi, there's no iser of yitzel begodim. By tiltzel cotton, there's a mockim to say there is an iser. And Fakert, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no issue, so forget, why didn't the Mishnah tell us the Siddish? The Gemi Masi, Mishim Shabbos, Itzach Ele Misi Gemi. Afal Gav De Masi, Shori Be Miglosh. Fakert, he wants to tell, doesn't want to tell me a Chiddish in Kotchen. He wants to tell me a Chiddish in Shabbos. Ach, but someone says, that's why the Mishnah is in Erev and not in Zvochem. So, Fakert, he wants to tell me a Chiddish in Hilchis Shabbos. That in Hilchi Shabbos it is mutter to put on a gemi, even though it is merab. Zuk Taisvis, Lishmeinon Tziltzel Kot. Let him tell me Tziltzel Kot. That was the Kasher Rabbi Yochanan. So Taisvis has a problem. The Mishnah says, Kairach, the Mishnah differentiates between the Migdosh and Medina. Kairach ala gemi be Migdosh, avaloi be Medina. So Taisa says like this, Itzilzul osel b'medine parich shaper, lishme'in in tzilzul de b'migdosh muter b'medine osel. Now, avonirali de tzilzul shari b'medine. But akponim Taisa had a pilpul if tzilzul is osel b'medine. Now what, mehecha Taisa should a tzilzul be osel b'medine? So the Taisa Zarosh says, they mock him to say that it's osel b'medine, the gazrinin, Heichid da Ovid lahoitzi da. If they were geyser, atzilzul, maybe, it says him lahoitzi da, kavakan also, they used to use atzilzul for that. They used to use atzilzul, and they used to tighten the tzilzul. So memele, there is a svara to say that atzilzul is also b'medina, because he might make it too tight. So then it'd be very good. So in that was the Gemara's kash. So let the Mishnah tell us. That b'migdosh they were not geyser. B'migdosh there's no iser of yitzah begodim. It's telling me and b'medine they were geyser. So that would be very good. Avol nirali the tzilzul shali b'medine. There's no such gzeira. V'koshedim kain my porik. So I believe there's no such gzeira. So how could I say tzilzul in the Mishnah? The Mishnah wants to differentiate between migdosh and medine. Before the shri, the poor chorchi, the listening be masnisen kain shalok ebe etzma koirech loy tziltzul bein be migdash bein be medine. Im loy ti dam kam be kam moso. Who says you have to differentiate between migdash and medine? The Gemara held, like this, he's telling me a chiddush of tziltzul. He's telling me the chiddush of tziltzul that there's no Israel of yitta begodim. So don't differentiate. And the gemi that's also be medine I can figure out by myself. Since it's merape. So the Gemara says, no, the Tana wanted to tell you the din of the Issa Gemi be Medina and the Heta Gemi be Mikdash. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Boiskin melach al gabi kevesh bishvil shaloi yachliku. Let us see Rashi, what does this mean? Boiskin melach. Mefazrin, you spread out, mekatzim, and you break up in pieces, salt ala kevesh. What is the purpose of salting the kevich? Mivnei shecholakol, because it was smooth. L'chshak shomim noiflam olav hu machlik. And when it rained, we have to understand that the azara was exposed to the elements. So when it rained in the base of Migdash also. So memele, so it's slippery. So you have to take care, the kahanim are going, they weren't wearing rubbers, they were going with bare feet. So memele, so you had to make sure that it shouldn't be too slippery. So They used to put salt on the kevish. There should be some traction. Gavuche is a meyerdike vote of Rab Chaim Volozhiner in Ovis. The Mishnah says, "V'leikavu hakshamim eish shel atzei hamarochem." One of the Asorah Nisim, which was in the Migdosh, when it rained on the Atzei Merochet, used to pour, and then the Eish burnt, the Beish was never extinguished through the Kshamim. So Rab Chaim Volozhiner, so that was a Nes, it's raining and the fire is burning. So he says, Ki lo yifla me Hashem lebilti himter al-mokim ha-migdosh ha-mizbeach. He says, maybe she can make a different Nes. That it shouldn't rain there. Rak lahara Yisroonu. No, it's a kert. Eibishter wanted the bedavket to rain. Ki ha'odom ha'kavue ba'avoide lo yoshuv mipnei koil. Bim kol ha'sibay she'yafriyu wa'yisayim kol ze'yamid alamod. Punkt verkert. That was the avoide. The avoide is, we have to picture it. There's a cold winter in Yerushalayim. They couldn't wear many jackets. That Yitav Godim, that we learned yesterday. They were going barefoot. It was very susceptible for colds, for pneumonia. It was meiridik. The avoida went on. And fakert, and the Rebbeinu Sholem wanted it that way. And that's good. V'chein oye eish yuka tomid al mizbech v'loi kibu kol kshomim sheyerdo olo. Fakert, the eish was a melamed to the kahanim. Just like the eish is not daunted. And is not extinguished from the elements, so the Kahanim Bavidosam also have to know. It's a rain or shine that the Avodah has to be done. Now, Akoponim, but the Mishnah says, what they could do to help the situation, they did. They salted the Kevish. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam says there was a different reason why they salted the Kevish. Mipnei shamnunis habosol shazov mipsar hakotchim shetzoivrim ala kevish. They used to go and pile up the evorim on the kevish. So it was very oily and fatty and slippery from the shamnunis habosol. So therefore, that's how the Rambam learns pshat. That was the purpose of salting the kevish. Boiskim, what is the word, from where does the word baiskim derive from? Loshen kitois. It means to break up. Kidaoma bepeg beis de yume mi mai de hai va yifkedein bebozok midi de mivzoku. They were counted with charosim nishborim, broken up charosim, things that you break up. Vooid kemare ha bozok meforish bachagige. What is the taich kemara habozek? Ka'or hayoytei bein hacharosem. This is like the oil, the fire that goes out when you use charosem for fuel. Shatzorfim bohem zo, vehem nekuvim ustukim. The charosem are, there's holes in them and they're cracked. The lav hayoytei benekev, yesh boi kemara yerakrak o yadamdom. So this is the mare habozok. He says the mare ha'esh that the mare ha'esh that is derived from the fuel is shivrei cheres. So this is here a besondere mare. Mistame each esh. The mare of esh depends on the fuel. If you have a gas flame, so it's blue. If you have something else is the fuel, so you have a different color in the eish. So here the pasuk says, kemare habozok, that the eish was the mare that came out from the shivrei charosim became fuel for the eish. So here such a mare. Al kaponim, bozok is a loshen of dvorim nishborim. So they used to break up. Some of them were chunks of salt, and they used to break it up and spread it out al gabi kevish, bishvil shelo yachliku, that the kahanim should not slip. One aloch. Umemalim miboyer hagoylo, miboyer hagodol bagalgo b'shabes. Umemalim miboyer hagodol kach shemom, there were two boires, ushneim belishkas hazore. And both of these boires were belishkas hazore, and they used to fill up with this boir bagalgo. Turin belaz, there was a windlass, there was a wheel that used to shep the water with this wheel. So this was permissible in the Azore. Al Medina loy, but in chutz from the Azore it is also. Taima meforish bigmore, shemshema yemalei leginosai ulachul bosai. Very difficult gzeira to understand, but it seems since he was using such a convenient oifen of deriving water, it's a gzeira like he has water and it's so easy, it's like it's a psashod, not to use it for other purposes. It's very difficult to understand. Shema yemale leginosei ulachul bosei. He might use this galgal since it's b'loy tircha, Rashi says later. So use the shema yemale leginosei ulachul bosei. And the bottom Rashi says, zere shema yemale leginosei. This Rashi is a halbetzore. This Rashi we could say maybe they were geyser, that he's using the galgal, so he might fill it up. Leginosei ulachul bosei, that means for meitzoy Shabbos. It'll be meichen. That's the issur. It's too big on the soy, and it's, he has an easy way of getting water. But Rashi later on the bottom of the omer says, "Derechim alos ginosim mitechim amalim boy beloy toyrach osi lahashkes boy beginosay vechulbosay b'shabbes." So he'll use it for Shabbos. He has an opportunity to get easy water. So be mashke ginosay vechulbosay b'shabbes. It's very difficult to understand the gzeira. Taisvis, let us see the bottom. Taisvis is a little more understandable. The Mishnah Berurah says we paskin like Taisvis. Gzeira shema yemale leginosei chulbosei. Lefarish Rabbeinu Tam davke de davke begalgalim gedolim. The Mefarshim explained there was a tremendous wheel that was a multitude of buckets attached to the wheel. So when the wheel went down, it went into the well, so the buckets filled up. So with one dray of the wheel, he got a lot of water. He got a lot of water. So if he got a lot of water, so then help Nebisla Besa, so it's Tachmamish Hashod. Water is precious, and he has a lot of water, and so what does he do with so much water? In Tach Hashod, he has a gine, and here we hear the Nesayin a little better. He has a gine and a chulbe. The chulbe, maybe there's plants growing in the chulbe. Shaykh le migza, so there, shememalim harbe mayim biyachad, the mishabu of aftarayim avot, and it's b'lay tircha also. So memele, it's too big of a nesoyin. A lot of water without tircha, and he has so much, he could use this water for so many important purposes. So memele, it's too big of a nesoyin. Aval shalonu ktanim heim v'loy gazrinu. We also have a galgal, but since this is only brings up a small amount of water, so mehechi teisi, that's the Yisrus kasha. Mehechi teisi, so it's easy, Baruch Hashem, so there's no tirchen Shabbos, but mehechi teisi just brings up a small amount of water, mehechi teisi should shep again for the gine and the chuve. Miber hakiir biyontiv. And one is permitted to take water from the ber hakiir, Biyontif loy b'shabbes, ubigmore meforish mai niu. What is this? Be'er akir. Zog the Gemore. Romi lei rav ike mi pashrunye lorov. So yes, the makash. Tnan, we learned in the Mishneh, boiskin melach al gabi akevash, akevash bishvil shaloy yachliku. Bimigdosh ein, would seem dafkin the migdosh, al gabi kevash. B'medina loy, but b'medina, you're not allowed to do this. Reminu, we learned abaraisa chotzo sheniskalkalo b'mei mekshomim. A chotzo that got very muddy, maybe tevin. A person is permitted to bring tevin. Meradaba, he spreads it out in the chotzer. So memele, so it seems, it says by Tevin, you're allowed to do it. So l'chayra would in melach. And for the Gemara, shani Tevin, the loy mevatalay. Tevin is different, because Tevin is not mevatal to the mokim, so there's no shayla of ashvuye gumis. Let us see Rash. Mipashrunye moke. Umerade bo sheiteyach bo. The loy mevatala. He's not mevatal the Tevin. That, what does that mean? He's not mevatal the Tevin. He has intentions to gather up the Tevin. He's not going to leave it there. The leka mishum ashvuye gumis. The meloche hu beshabbat. The have kebinyan. If he would leave it there, now it seems that if you leave it there for Shabbos is no problem. The Shaila is if you leave it there, lachalutim, not episodes of Kibbutz. So Rashi says, v'lekim ishum ha-shvuyei gumis. There's no issur of ha-shvuyei gumis. He's lemaisa, he's smoothing out the kakoi sachotza. The meloche hu b'Shabbos tahavi kebinyin. Ha-shvuyei gumis is a meloche. The midi d'chozi lemachol beheime. Something that's loy lamachol beheime oile tit achoimes loy mevatalei osim. She has no intentions of leaving it there. So that doesn't. So this was just put down temporarily. So there's no issa of ashvuye gumis of binyan. Avol melach mishen nidras beregu loy chozi. Umistame mevatalei. Normally melach. Is when you step on it, it's not edible anymore. So mistome, if you put it down, will remain there. Is therefore medina also. So memela is paremfa. So we, there's a mashmois from the Mishnah that boiskin melach dafkal gabi kevesh, but not be medina. That's true. Melach tak is also be medina. Because melach is a substance that will normally remain there. Normally remain there, some amelis, so then there's the shayla of binyan. Yeah. Omale ravache bereide rovele ravashi, hai melach hechi domi. Frag the gemore, hai melach hechi domi. So let's go back. So you tell me melach, normally one is mevatel. So let's speak about the melach of our Mishnah that we're mefazer on the kevesh. He the mevatle, if he's mevatle at the kamoisef habinyan. So he's moisef on the binyan. Be the loika mevatle, if he's not mevatle. Kahavi chatzitze, so then it's a chatzitze, some amon of shech. How is one permitted to be mefazer melach on the kevesh? Other, either you moisef habinyan, or if he's not mevatel it, he has intentions to take it away, havi chatzitze. Zot Rashi. Kom moisef habinyan. Ba'afilu b'choil osa lohisef ala mezbeyach. So Rashi says, what is the kasha of moisef habinyan? The kasha is that this is not a Shabbos dike kasha. This is a kochim dike kasha, beis hamikdash dike kasha. One is not permitted to be moisef ala mizbeach. The chsiv, it says in the posuk, akil b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hisko, shabinyin nimsa l'dovid al yedei ha-neviim shaloi lo'isef, v'shaloi l'groya. The measurements, the dimensions of the mizbeach were accurate. And one is not permitted to add on, or to be megareya. The east the noctilei mishum Shabbos. Others learn pshat that the Gemara's kasha is kamoisav al binyan that al Shabbos. The loyi, that's not pshat. The bekisi adam b'shchitas chulam daila b'chayil. Achinami pochina. The Gemara there also asks the kasha of kisi adam. You'll be mechasa with offer. You'll be moisav al binyan. So there, tzicha from the Gemara, we see over there, the kasha is al tzabeis hamigdash dike kasha, not al tzabeis dike kasha. I would like to say two ha'ores. When Rashi says that the kasha is kamaysef abinyan, tafilu b'chayil osa lahaysef ala mezbeich. You're not allowed to be maysef on the mezbeich. So l'chayre, I want to say a shtikel ha'ore, we're not being maysef on the mezbeich, we're maysef on the kemesh, not on the mezbeich. So no pshat is, someone once asked a kasha that it says leisale b'maylis ha'mizbechi, and Rashi explains in Seif Parshas Yisrael because the Yisrael is, it's me'en gili erve, it's not a covet. So someone asked, so why by the menorah there were maylis? So what's the difference between the menorah and the kevesh? So I wanted to say a teretz tachsachmir, which is korv lemes, there's a meyredike vote from the Briskei Rov in Hilchos Beis Abchira. The Briskei Rov says that the Issa Leisale B'Mailes Al Mizbechi is the whole Issa applies because the Kevesh has Kedushas Mizbeach. The Kevesh has all Dini Mizbeach, and that's Pshat and Posik Leisale B'Mailes Al Mizbechi, because this is the Mizbeach. He says if you'll make a kevish on the opposite side, you can make it with steps. There's no iser to go up to the mizbeach. The iser is to go on the mizbeach, which says that this is to go on the mizbeach with milus. That's the iser. One man, the Omer says, leisale b'milus, one shouldn't make a psi gas on the mizbeach. So tzich adin the mizbeach. The mizbeach, and the kevish has tushes mizbeach. That's what the Briskei Rov says. So Memele, so that's what Rashi says over here, Rashi is Meirdik Meduyik. Rashi says, Osa Lahoisif Al HaMizbeach, because the Kevish is the Mizbeach. The Kevish has Kushis Mizbeach. That's Leisala B'Mailis Al Mizbeach. Now, the other Meforshim learned that the Isser is Al Shabbos. It's a Shabbos like Isser. This the Noctilei Mishum Shabbos. Now, I'm just wondering that, let us just think for 1 minute, what is the Shabbos Tikkur Issa over here? What is the Binyan in Shabbos? So L'chayre, before we had we had Choshishan Iskalkalo, so Marade Bo Teve. Maybe Tevin and Meradlebo. So there Rashi says the binyan is Mishum Ashvuye Gumas. That is the study Ashaiva. He says when you put out Tevin, so you're smoothing out the area. It's not so bumpy. Now, L'chayre, if we will assume for 1 minute that the binyan of Melach and the Kevesh is also such a thing of Ashvuye Gumas, if that is true, so then we can understand the Yesh Meforshim very well. If it's Ashviye Gumes, so that L'chayre called, that no stira to the Pesach HaKol B'Kstav V'Yad Hashem Olai Hizkil. If somehow there were indentations in the Kevesh, it wasn't supposed to be like that. Unless it's possible that the Chvayson, if the Binyan is Ashviye Gumes, so if that's the only Binyan, that means the other salt doesn't remain there. There's another problem over here. Tuvi Yama was Moira, he doesn't understand. The whole purpose of the Akapondolet Rashi, the whole purpose of the salt was because it was raining. So L'chayre, when it rained, L'chayre, the salt dissolves. Samazay Fashtain, what the binyan is over here. The Gemara is speaking about a binyan. Zif will say, Ashvui Yegumis is not a halbetzora. So it could be in the cracks. It seeps into the cracks and it remains there. But that was on top of the kevish, mistamer lachera dissolves and melts. So where's their binyan bechlal? So in kainim anachnu that the binyan is of ashvuye gumes. So lachera, and that is no iser of akil b'ksav miyad Hashem alai iskil. There's no halacha that has to be gumes in the kevish. If some gumes occurred and for some reason it doesn't pass all the kevish. But al kaponing by smoothing it lechayre, there wouldn't be an iser of being moisif ala binyan legabi the posik of hakel b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskel. unless the binyan somehow was the stake binyan, they elevated the kevish became higher through the soul. So then take moisif ala binyan, the kevish had certain dimensions. And the Gemara asks, and if you'll say that he's not mevatel or kahavi chetzitze bein raglein lekevish. If a person is standing al gabi keli, al gabi regel behema, al gabi v'algabi regel chaveroi, posel. V'hosem yalif taime. The Gemara learns what the reason is about the zadin. Just like the Bayakli Shoris Tachstamit, there's not supposed to be something between the Dam and the Kli Shoris, or who had in the by the Kahanim also, was not supposed to be a Dabar Amavzik Bein Ragleim L'Ritzpeh. So Memel, if he's not Mevatalit, so it should have a Teiris Chatzitze. If he is Mevatalit, it should have a Teiris Binyan. Either a Beis Amigdash Tike Binyan, or a Shabbos Tike Binyan. Ever the Gemara, I don't know why Rashi doesn't want to learn it's a Shabbos the Kibinyan also. I mean, could be also true that it's also outside also, but why isn't it also out Shabbos? Why does Chayda should be Nisa out Shabbos also? If he's Mevatalit. Ever the Gemara, Behilochas Eivorim Lekevish. Now that what they put the soul, was the salt was put on when they brought up the Eivorim on the Kevish, the Lav Avoidi. That is not Avoidi. Zuk Rashi, Beloches Eivorim le Kevish, the Lav Avoidi. Lo'ilam lo'y mevatalai. The salt are not mevatal. Ela'acha drise melchim imenu oiris kotchim. You can use them. You can use them to be melech oiris kotchim. But the kasha lo chahavi chatzitze, the nam mevatel sotza chatzitze, loy tikshe, the hodik toni boiskin melach, by loches eivorim lekevesh kama. That they used to pour salt on the kevesh before they wanted to bring up the eivor. The lav avoide. This is not an avoide. So this is not an avoide. This is no psul of chatzitze. Why did the Gemara think that this is not an avoda? The kivin, the chol akaporet luye bedam, the kaporet tali with his rikas adab. It's aval gav the hekter chalovim havi avoda, even though after the kaporet was already. The haktor has a shame avoda, abahoy lochidi to miyu loichoshev. The hayloche to be makter does not have a chshivis of avoide, so memeila but doesn't have a shame avoide, so there's no psul chatzit. Frag the gemara is nicht emes v'loy, it's nicht kein avoide. V'oksi v'hikri v'akoyin es hakoyl v'hikti ramizbecha v'omar ma'azu hayloche seivorim lekevesh. So that the hikri v'akoyin, hikri v'akoyin is a hilocha seivor. And before Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says, hikri v'sakel, reishet dekro v'hikri v'akrayim yirchatz b'mayim, alma b'ivorim kamishto yikro, v'medibo yikro hune, sh'mamino avoide. So if you need the hikri v'akoyin, you need hilocha seivor, so it's an avoide. So if it's an avoide, so memele, so there's a psul chatzitze. Ela Aima Bahilochas Aitzim Lamaroch. Inachanami. But they were Bafazar the Melach before they brought up the Aitzim Lamaroch, the Lav Avoide. This is not an Avoide. So Mamela there's no Psul Chatzit. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Dorash Rove Chotzer Shenis Kalkalo Bimei Meg Shomim. That is Baraisa. And Rove said over the Baraisa, Chotzoshen is Kalkalo b'mei meik shomim, mei vi tevin, umaradabo is allowed to spread out the tevin in the Chotzo. Oma lei rav popa le Rove, v'asanyi, we learned a different Baraisa. That's true. What you said, it says in the Baraisa. that Lamaise Tevin, there's no Issa of Binyan to spread out Tevin. But there's a different Issa. Shu merade, eini merade, loy besal, veloy bekupe, elo bishu lay kupe. Zogt Rashi, loy besal, veloy bekupe, kederech hoil. So Rashi weiss the chois, the Issa is als uvde de chol. That means it's not that it's uvde de chol. So memele, so it's also, there's only when you make a shinui, veshulay akupe shenishtabro, v'nishara shulayim. Not a kupa, you just have the bottom of a kupa, it doesn't hold too much tevin, and you put some tevin on this the bottom of the kupa, and you spread it out, so this is a shinui. This is not kederech shu oise bachil. Hoda ukim rova moire leive dorash, dvorim shemarti lefneichem toisem biyodim, Ram kach omru mishum rabelozo shumerada in merada loy besal loy bekupe ela beshulay kupe. Very interesting. The loshen toy same biyodi. I mean, he said over loshen abarais. He didn't say one word more. But it seems mistimas dvorov. It seems there was no specific halachas how to spread out the tevin. That's wrong. There's another baraisa that says that is the halachas how to spread out the tev. Zog Taisvis. Dorash Rove. Chotza sheniskalkolo. Hilchese kedemasik. Velo yerad eloi besal. Velo bekup ela beshu le kupe shenishtabu. Nish'aru bo ashulayim. Kedeperish pekontros. Inami. Zog Taisvis. There's another eitzer. What if you don't have a broken kupa? Hoifech ha-kupa, so you turn over the kupa upside down, v'nois na'al shuleon, you put the tevin on the shulayim. So also, that's not kederech shu'ayse b'chel. Dahainu ayyidei shid. Avol biyat. Now, Taisus clears a new shayla. What will be, if he won't put it, the b'raisa asal b'salu b'kupa? That means he's coming into the chotzer, with a big sal full of tevin, so that's uvde dechel, that's a derechel. What'll be, he'll come in with comes in with how much tevin his hands can hold, and he spreads that out. What will the din be there? Savol biyat nire l'ri da'osa. That means he doesn't have a raya from the baraisa that it's osa, because the baraisa could be is only saying that sal and kupa is osa, and if you want to use a kupa, it has to be shule kupa. But yat could be his mutter, aber nire l'ri. No, that's also an uvde d'chil. You have to do it in a modern way to show that you're making a shinui. With yat, you're not showing that you're making a shinui. Avol biyat nire l'ri da'osa. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ula ikla lebei Rav Menashe. Ula came to Rav Menashe. Osa ahu gavre toraf above. So someone started banging on the door. Omar. So Ula said, man hai, who's such a person that he's mashmiya kel b'shabbos? Is lischel gufei de komochelei l'shabbat. Meiredik, he was mekallel him. That he is chalal gufoi, because he's mekallel the Shabbos. He's mashmiya keil. The iser of Hashmuas keil is als gzeir Hashem yisak and klishir. If one will be permitted to be mashmiya keil, so he'll be misak and a klishir, so he'll be mashmiya keil through a klishir also. The whole iser of Hashmuas keil is dafke begufay, not bekoiloi. Bekoiloi, all cheshulchan is mevayel, there's no iso. No, but to make any sound, chutz mikoiloi, so then won't differentiate between if he's banging on the table, if he's playing a drum, it's all the same. So he'll be mashmiya koiloi day klishir, and if he's mashmiya koiloi day klishir, sometimes there's a small shinui or that he has to make in the cliche, and there'll be Ivan is a binyan. So Memele, so he said this person was Mashmiya Kil. So Memele, Lischol Gufe, the Komochele the Shabbat. Omale Rabbe, Loy Osru Elo Kil Shal Shir. No, they didn't answer Stamazoi Hashmos Kail. They only answered Hashmos Kail Shel Shia. That's Dumya Dikli Shia. But if you Stamazoi Mashmiya Kail, not Shel Shia, it doesn't go into the Issa. Torah Above, he kish al adelas ktrashi begroife with his fist, vishmiya kail. The Kamochel Shabbos, the Kosova Ula holds Kol Iludi Kola Osir. Every oifen of Hashmos Kol is Osir. And Rabbi told them, no, the Kol Shel Shir Hanishma Kain Shir, in the Imo, Benachas, that's similar to Akli Shir. But Stamazoi a Kol, which Taki the Mechuvin is to be Mashviya Kol, but if it's not, Kol Shel Shir, Chazal did not. Eisve Abaye, as Abaye is Takash. It says in the Baraise, Malin Bidiyufi. You're allowed to take, to transfer wine from one barrel to another barrel with a siphon. Let us see Rashi. Malin Bidiyufi, Malin Yayin, Michovis, Lechovis, Ayidei, Shnei, Kanim, Achduchim, Balachsai. The Peirush Chai is a nice picture. That you have two reeds, two straws, which are Achduchim, Balachsai, Miniach, Roshin, Amishupoim, Zekenegidze. And the two Roshay Akanim are one opposite the other. The noisa in echel min akanim b'chovis, umoitetz pepiv b'roish akone ha'acher, ma'at min ha'yayin eilov, and he starts sucking out some of the yayin, mesalik mishom, v'yayin yoitze kuloi me'eilov. Tiyupi shtei piyois. It has two piyois, one in each chovis. Malin b'diyupi. You're allowed to be malin b'diyupi. Umatifin mi'arek l'choyle b'shabes. L'chayle in, l'bori loy. Zogt Rashi, matifin mi'arek l'chayle, kliyu. This ma'arek is a type of a keli. Also, there's a picture in the Peirush Chai. Upiv tzar. Here's a small opening. Shalmatresu, u'menukev b'tachtisoy. In the bottom of the keli, here's small perforations, small holes. Nikovim, nikovim, dakim. Memale mayim, and you fill it up with water, v'soysim piva elyon. And then, y'soysim piva elyon, you put a stopper there. V'chozman she piv sosum, so chozman the piva elyon is sosum, so you don't have any air pressure, ein amayim yoytzim b'nekovim atachtoinim, so the water does not run out. V'sheroytze, and if he wants the water to start dripping out of the small perforation, Neitel Pekaka Elyon, he takes off the Pekak which is on the top of the Keli, Vamayim Yoitzim B'nekovim, and the water runs out Tip Achat Tip. V'Neitzim Kli Matris, and he puts a Kli Matris V'Koyfeyu Tachto, he bends over, puts upside down a Kli Matris, V'Koylon Nishma L'Choylet, and while it's dripping on the klimatre, so it makes a sound, and you do this for the chayla. Now this is only permissible for a chayla. Metifin ma'arik, one is permitted to make this ma'arik drip on a metal keli, it's going to make a sound, l'chayla b'shabes, l'chayla b'shabes. L'chayla in, l'bori loy. So what do we see? So we see that Hashmos Kol is also. The Sfas Emes asked Sakashe, if there's an Isser of Hashmos Kol, we'll see, Vimetlan, either it's Hashmos Kol or it's Hashmos Kol Shir, but Hashmos Kol is also. So he asks, so why is it Mutter for Achayla? Hashmos, Ayidei Yisrael is not Mutter. Afke, Ashvus Aydei Akam is Mutter, Dov Ais Tachois, Ma'arik L'Choyle B'Shabbos. Unclear. Then he brings the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, V'hinei L'Choyle B'Lvad Itiru, Mishum Sakonem. Rabbeinu Hananu says pshat that it's speaking about a chayla sheyesh bo isakon. What is the chiddush? He says you're allowed to do a shvus tarabonon for a chayla sheyesh bo isakon. So I don't understand the law about the how what the machutin is malim b'diupi and matif and miyarek. Chayla malim b'diupi has no shaychus with a chayla. This is a psabazunder aloche. What is the havamina? What's the maskona? Why would I think it's also? Why is it? It's very unclear. Not brought down la aloche. Al koponim. So the Gemara is asking Akasha. Abai is asking Akasha. Here we see that a shmos koil is also for a bori. Heichido. Now, what purpose are they want to be mashmiya koil? Lav dinim. Mistame the choyle sleeping. The kaboy the lisa, and they want him to wake up. They want him to wake up, so why don't they speak to him? Why don't they shake him? He's a chayla, they're scared. Lamey boy, according to Ben Hananel, it's kvaldiko, he's a chayla sheyesh by sakonim. He might get scared by waking him up abruptly. But the sound of dripping water, this could eventually wake him up. Now this dripping water is not a melodic coil. If you want to wake somebody up, Rashi says, you don't wake someone up with a melodic coil. That makes one sleepy. So it's not a melodic coil. It's not a coil shel shir. Samazay a coil. And kaboy the lister, shmamina ludi kola also. So the mother says, no. It is a melodic coil. Loi detir. He's awake. He can't fall asleep. The cowboy delaynum. He wants to drimalayim. He wants to fall asleep. The mishtame ki kole the zamzumi. It's a melodic curl. Some amelus that the iser is an iser. Not a sweet sound. Sherei curl noy mardimoy vahoylech. Vlohochi lebori loy. So you see for a bori it is also. So sarai teula. So zamzumi, that's timbish is supposed to be cymbals, which is not too melodic. What to say? It means bells. Or kaponim, it's a melodic coil, which will help him go to sleep. Perhaps according to the Rabbeinu Hananu, we asked if it's a chayla sheyesh bei sakonis, so what's the chiddush that a shvus is muta? It could be the chiddush is that, even though our purpose of this shvus will not involve a sakone, Saif will wake up, Saif will fall asleep, could be there's no sakone involved. And there's a machloikis apoiskim, if for a chayla sheyesh by sakone, one is permitted to do a meloche for him, which is not directly involved in sakone. If you're allowed to do whatever you do for him, b'chayl, you're allowed to do this in Shabbos. The Rav Magid is Michael. If you're allowed to do a melacha deraisa, the Bir Halacha says one should only do a melacha derabon, not a melacha deraisa. So it could be fakert. It could be the chananel. It could be it's good. But fakert, that's the chiddush. Even though there won't be any sakona if he won't fall asleep now, it'll take him another hour to fall asleep, or if he won't wake up now. So koponim, since he's a chayla sheim by sakona, a shvus is mutter, even though it doesn't involve a sakona. Eisvei. Frag the Gemara an andere kashe, ha mishama peiroisov. The person is mishama peiroisov neha oifois. Ud lov, and the gourds mit neha chaye. Is mishama kedalke bishabes. It's allowed to be mishama kedalke. Ubulvad, but that's what in order to chase away the chaye. So the oif is, shaloy yisapik. He should not clap his hands. Uloy yitapeyach. He should not bang himself. Veloy, not beat himself. Veloy yirakev, he shouldn't trample with his feet. Kederev shu oise b'chel, like he does b'chel. B'chel, he makes these sounds in order to frighten the animals. But Shabbos is not allowed to do it. My time, eh? Lav the kamoilit kola. Here he's not making a melodic sound. So kochach here pshat is, he wants to be mashmiya koil. And, he wants to be mashmiya koil. And then, Afapikain it is also. וכל ילודי כל עושה. אבי ילודי כל עושה. אמר רבחי ביקאי, לא, גזירה שמו ייטל צועל. זה דיפן גזירה. זה גזירה מייבי, פרסי וטרשי, זה טרשי. לא יתפייח יודו וליבוי, יספוי כפל כך, ירקת ברגל, השמיע כל, להביס או איפס, דסקרי או איפס. שם או ייטל צועל, ויזרק לשוס הרבם, לבריח או איפס. So, the whole Isser is, he might, if he does all the actions he does during the week, he might do another one. He might take a tzroer and throw it at him, and it'll be thrown to Shusara. So, Weiss is, what if he's an accomplice? That if he'll throw a tzroer, so it should be mutter. So then it's a gzeira le gzeira, so it should be mutter. So others like to say it's mutter. The Svasemis Pine is, so if the Chshash is Shema, if the Chshash is of Zrik, it should say Shema Yizrak Tzroyo. Why is it Shema Yitol Tzroyo? Zika Chosem in a Sefer. Rashi says, the Yizrak Lushu Sarab. So why didn't the Gmah say Shema Yizrak Tzroyo? So Lulu Divrei Rashi wants to say, it could be the Yisra is Yitol Tzroyo. It might be Oiker Tzroyo from the Kark, and it's an Yisra of Toilish. That's what the Isser is. Not as the Chshash Zrike. As the Zrike is a Bela from the Carmel, it'll also be also. Frag the Gemara Vaita, Velo Hodo, Amar Rav Yudha Mara, Noshim HaMesach Kois Begoizim Oso. Noshim HaMesach Kois Begoizim. What is, how do they play? Sukt Rashi. Legalgalon Derech Tav. Umakais Zu Azu Kederech Shemesach Kois HaNoshim. They went, and the game was that one used to hit the other. They made noise. If you're speaking about walnuts, it makes noise. So shtei nosem misach kais begoizim, also. My time, lav the komoilit kolo, v'chol iludi kolo also. Again, this is not an elodus scale of shklishia. This is tamze elodus scale. Gmor loy duma os ila shvuye gumis. So Rashi Lashvuyei Gumis Lahochin Derech Legalgel HaEgoyz. Could be if you're playing with the guys and you play on the floor, so the floor is not smooth. So before you start playing, they smoothen out the floor in order to be able to throw the guys in, to roll the guys in good. So Memele. So the Isser is also Shvuyei Gumis. Dilei Teimahochi. If you won't say that that's the Isser, HaOmar Rav Yehuda. Noshim misach kais petapuchim osa. It's also osa. Osa mai iludi kola ike. Hela dilma osi lashbu yegumis. The same time. Dilma osi lashbu yegumis. That's why it is osa. Zitrashi betapuchim. Nami ki agavne. Memele. So, alkochos the iser is. The iser is al tashbu yegumis. There's no elodus curl by tapuchim. Now the Gemara comes to our Mishnah. Memalin, miboyer, hagoylo, miboyer, hagodl, begalgol, b'shabbos, b'migdash, en, b'medina, loy. My time, lav, mishum, daludi, kol of osa. Now what's wrong with being memalin, begalgol? Of course, it's a very noisy affair. So memele is mashmiya kol. It's time that svasem is. Aces lechayre. The Gemara says, "Look, zayre shem yemalu leginosi lechubosa." No, the Isser is shem yemalu leginosi lechubosa. Like upon him, the Makshin held that the Isser is als iludi kola. Frektus vas emes, the whole sugya of iludi kola that we had, ula, that ula was machme by iludi kola was that if he was mechaven lo iludi kola. That means yene banged on the door. I want to make a noise. I don't want to make a melodic noise. I want to make a noise. So then there's the Isser of Ashmoska. But here, I don't want to make the noise. It's a noisy galgal. That's pshat. So why should this be also? Veitzeichen zu agos oshri. If emesin dagos oshri is mesupik, in this nekude, if there's an Isser of Ashmoska, even though I'm not mechaven la hashmiya kail. Let us just see 1 minute. Dagos Oshri. Dagos Oshri.
Sie zu lehrt, a gois oishke in besefes Erebin. First, he brings down a machloike, so he paskan like Ula, so he paskan like Rabbe. So he says, so in the middle of the gos oishke, it's a little bit before the middle. V'heilecho tshuves mara. V'shesha'alto ala tabas, sheyesh boi even oi eiferes amashmiya koil. It seems that it was inside the tabas, it was an oven, and when he moved the fingers, so it rattled. Imuta lo niach b'Shabbos. If he allowed to wear this tabas in Shabbos, because he can hear the rattle. Tavalfis posek kirov lo yosra lo kel shel shir. Amamele samazay no shayl. Vafilu lo perish ri de posek ula animili de boi le kolo. He wants to make the koil. The boy sheyishmu. Once he should hear his banging on the door, the yiftacholoy. The chain noshim amesachim begoizim shemakim zeboze vakoil nishma shehirviach. Means they also want metal. Held the knack taket that it was a good shot. Lamalis mina boyers. Now he got stuck. If there's such an Indian, so what's lamalis mina boyer? Nami efshe sheyesh tzeirech bekoil. What the tzeirech is? Ezoknish. But it's a tzeirech. Inami hosam afshe mils. Avokoil shel tabas cholo. It's a hollow tabas and something inside. Pshitu di shori. Emash vepeg bemeisha hazug shebeksus. I have a gab this lay in bul shori. Because there's no kavon at all of ashmos koil. That's what he says. Talkaponim ifeemfel. The Svasemis is kasha that here the either the Psatzerech or Avshemilse. So the Gemara says no. According to Rabbi, there is no such Yisrael. The Yisrael is Shem Yamal leGinosi Olchubos. Ameimar Shori leMimle beGilgal beMechuze. Ameimar was matter beMechuze to use a galgal. Why was he matter? Omar my time Gozro Rabbanah. Shema yemale leginose lechubosa. Hoche in mechuze legine ike vlechube ike. So memele if se passion is nixere, so memele is mut. Even the kachozo, the katoru bo kisne osolo. They went and they used to soak the flax, so he asked. Zog Rashi, Torah bar kisne shoyim by pishnam b'chayl. Piste garsi bunza kusmin. Torah shoyim. So here it's very interesting. The Meiri says that a meima asad not because he was afraid there'll be bimale to wake in Shabbos kisne. Das nish. No, here he asad because he was maybe might be bimale letzoyrechay. By Mashke, Shem Yimala Leginosil Chubos, he says like Rashi. That maybe he'll be Mashke in Shabbos. By Toru Bokisne, he says, he'll be Bemaloi Letzoyrechel. Let us see Toysvis. Hochi Gores Bekuntret, Eloho Doma Rav, Noshim Amesachkeis Begoizim, Loi mishum ha-shvu yigub. No, it's not also a ludicol, it's also shvu yigub. Dei loi taim ha-ochi. So we have another memory. We have another memory of a Yudha Marav. That's what? So by us it says, we have a memory of Rav Yudha. Hodo, ma Rav Yudha noshi mesachis betapur. That's August. So, Taisa seems was geiris on both Rav Yudha Marav. Betema tarti the Rav lomeli. Why did Rav have to say both memories? So Benison late Argirse, and that's not me. The Rishash says this. According to Argirse, it could be very good. Rav said the first memory that a goyzim is also. So one could make a mistake that the reason a goyzim is also ludi kolos. So therefore, Rav Yehudu said the same Rav the first memory. Rav Yehudu says no, tapuchim is also also. The Iser is not also shmos. Kel the Iser is also shpuyigum. That's our gears. But Taisus had a gears that Rav said both members. Now, if Rav said both members, so why did Rav have to say both members? ומי יש להם את דחוד המכלל חוות איתמל. But it's clear he learned one from the other. He says, maybe he said by a goyzim, and we learned that tapuchim from a goyzim, we knew that the reason, also shvui yegumet. Berach goris, when ich nahm, is a different gilse. Berach goris hochi. Elo, dam rab Yehuda, noshim amesachkim be goyzim. So me meilis, is he aludi kol is also, zog te gebore loi, the mishtame kola ki zamzumi. No, you're talking right, it's also als aludi kola. But this is not a stamazoy akel, this is a akel shel zema. Perish, where is there a akel shel zema? So it's not speaking about the playing marbles and one wants to shoot the other one. No, shezoyrik echot, the juggling. Shezoyrik echot, umekabel echot, bahashmoas koil. So what's bahashmoas koil? So the Taisus HaRosh says pshat, bahashmoas koil is, Zayrekes achas, mekabelas achas, shenoyges zu bazu. In while they're juggling, one hits the other also. That's part of the juggling. Lemishtame ki kole de zamzumi, and it was a very rhythmic kol vaystachoy. He says he used to do the same thing in the base of Mikdash. But there was a kol also. It was a, with a rhythm. So memele. So that's the upshlog on the first on the guys. A goyzim is tak al tashimu as koil, but there's a koil shall zamzumi. Mishtam e kola ki zamzumi. Yeah. Vahoda koma, eshen ode kashe. Hod omar avyudin oshim amesach kesh betapuchim, mishani loy, mishum asfu ye gumis. Period. That's tak also al gumis. Ahashte trei inyone iser ashminus. Mehu des ode kashe, they said, ask the kasha, why didn't you do two members of Rav? It's two different inyonim. One is an inyon of juggling with a rhythm, and the other is an issa of playing on ala karke. Umiyu ein limchais benoshim betinoikis, the mutav shi yishoigigim, bar yiyu mezide. We shouldn't be moich. He says, Mutav Shishay, they won't listen to us either side, so we shouldn't tell them. Perish Rabbeinu Hananu, Mochaire, it's on the first one, the second one is basically, what Taisus means on both also, even though the Baraisa says Noshim HaMesach is also, they were speaking about Noshim. But our Noshim, we shouldn't tell their Noshim, that they were Nizer. But our Noshim, me and Limchais ben Noshim, but the Noikis, but our Noshim won't listen. The Mutav Shishoiging of Ayu Mezid. We see that Loy Achshir Dora, Taisus and Shabbos also says about Tachshita, but you have a whole Perg of Meisha Yoitzes, and Taisus says, we're not Moiche because Mutav Shishoiging of Ayu Mezid. Perish Rabbeinu Hananel, the Hilchus Ka'ula, the Afilo Koyol Sha'ini Shal Shir also. The Afilo Koyol Sha'ini Shal Shir. Av al Gav, the Shoni Rabbe Kolhani Tiyuf, the old Arayas, the Akshalay, Ashinuyi Loi Samchin. Rav Alfes, Varav Rabbi Yudi Bar Barzilai, Posko Ke Rabbe, the Tavka Koyol Shal Shir is also, not how we pass on Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, Rav Ache, Bar Yaakov, Metaretz Alibay, and that's one thing. Koya meimer nami kevosei. From a meimer, we also have a raya. The shari lemim lebi gilgula bimachuze. Aye, what's with Hashmoas koil? So I says he holds no isar of Hashmoas koil if it's not a koil shoshir.